This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. I'm Rachel Kelly. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit economies around the globe. The World Trade Organization estimates that world trade will decline between 13 and 32% in 2020 as a result. Trade flows have shifted and altered. But what does this mean for supply chain finance? And are there opportunities to forge a more sustainable path? Well, Michael Walker, head of Working Capital Finance APAC at Finastra, says supply chain finance sustainability is of growing importance to companies.
Increasingly, they're looking at sustainability as a strategic pillar of their business rather than a nice to have, because it's widely recognized that there's growing demand, particularly from consumers, for ethical or sustainable brands, and that consumers are actually willing to pay more. You know, we're also seeing large global brands, both in the supply chain and in the financial services sector. We're going to see increasing importance from technology, because at the moment it's actually more expensive to put those sustainable finance programs in place from a bank's perspective. Due to the amount of monitoring and governance that's required, you know, there's a risk of greenwashing from a company's perspective, and that's where technology is going to play a real key part in that monitoring and governance and ultimately reducing the cost of that financing.
Michael adds that the challenge today is that there's no common definition of sustainable finance, but he says that changes are on the horizon from a regulatory perspective.
BAST and the International Chamber of Commerce working on things like common definitions and advocating for common definitions of what sustainable finance truly means, and there being a standard way of assessing those types of transactions to ultimately allow things like tax breaks or capital optimization to make those solutions more cost-effective from a corporate and a supply chain perspective. Going forwards with international trade, we will see rapid adoption of emerging technologies such as blockchain and accelerated adoption of digital documents and digital channels and bank channels, particularly in those areas where they rely on a branch network today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has, in fact, accelerated the digitalization of processes within supply chain finance. And as a result, digital documents are now becoming more accepted globally.
Let's not forget that because international trade is so paper-based, that is a sustainability problem in itself, because, you know, there's estimated 4 billion paper documents in circulation at any one time. That's a lot of paper, right? Which isn't the most sustainable process going forwards, let alone in terms of actually driving sustainability within the supply chain itself.
Michael Walker, head of Working Capital Finance APAC at Finastra. I'm Rachel Kelly, and this has been Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.